You probably already know or even suspect that this world that we live in is coming to an end. The Bible, which is the inerrant word of God, has over 200 prophecies, and most of what God has prophesied has already occurred. Only a few events have yet to be fulfilled in the near future. The end of this world is the final event that will take place in the near future. Just check out the book of Revelation in the Bible. Scripture says that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will remain forever. Scripture also states that humanity will experience some terrifying and horrific events before the world comes to an end. So the question is not, is the world ending, but how soon is it ending? The Bible tells us that no one will know the day or the hour, even though many have tried to speculate. And so the Bible tells us to keep alert at all times and pray that you might be strong enough to escape these coming horrors and stand before the Son of Man, who is Jesus. And I'm sure we would all love to escape the sudden destruction that will come upon the earth. Check out the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 36. Another question might be, what happens to me and you once the world has ended? So in this episode, I would like to share with you the truth about Jesus and what Jesus did for you personally, why he did it, and how you can secure your future. First of all, I want to say happy Easter to you. And the information that I present can be verified through Scripture in the Holy Bible. So God chose to send his son Jesus to earth as a tiny baby. Jesus was the most important baby of all times. But instead of being born in a prominent place or an upscale neighborhood or even a royal palace, the Son of God was born in a little town called Bethlehem. Even more shocking, after he was born, instead of being placed in a fancy crib or an expensive baby bed, he was placed in a manger or a feeding trough for animals. This was all a part of God's plan because he loves you. He wants you to know that he sent Jesus for all people, not just for rich or important people. Jesus came to show God's love by saving all people from sin. All means all. As the baby Jesus grew up, he was like other children, probably like you and I were as children. But Jesus was also very different from you and I. He is God's perfect son, meaning he never did anything wrong, not even once, which makes him holy. So he has never made any mistakes, which makes him perfect, and he's never done anything wrong, which makes him holy. These are attributes of God. Once Jesus grew up, he began to really teach people about God's love in amazing ways. Jesus showed love to all kinds of people, young people and old people, the rich and the poor, the sick and the healthy. He taught men, women, and even children. Sometimes grown-ups would bring their children and their babies to meet Jesus. Thousands of people wanted to be near Jesus, and it appeared that many of them did not realize they had a sin problem. Sin is the very thing that separates you and I from God. Sin is a violation of God's perfect and holy laws. It is simply doing what you want to do instead of what God wants you to do. It is when your desires and personal choices take priority over God's will. Let me give you a few examples. The Bible says, honor your mother and father, but some of us won't even forgive them, let alone honor them. The Bible teaches us to tell the truth in love, but how many of us have lied to avoid the truth or hide the truth? God commands us to not only to love each other, but to love our enemies. But how many of us love exclusively only those who love us? God designed us to be a certain gender, but some of us disregard that too, and we do what we want to do and be who we want to be. God commands us to be faithful in marriage, but some of us cheat on our spouses. Or some of us engage in sexual activity with people we're not married to. And we tend to bless those we love and curse those we hate when Scripture tells us to bless and not curse. The list goes on and on. Some of us may be guilty of the sins that were mentioned, but we're all guilty of doing things our way or doing what we want to do instead of what God wills us to do. Nobody gets a free pass because we have all sinned. In the book of Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So that means we all have a sin problem. And all means all. The problem with sin is that it separates us all from God and condemns us to hell. And since God is perfect and holy, He has zero tolerance for sin. In Romans 6:23, God says the penalty for sin is death, which is to be separated from God and a relationship with God, to be separated forever in a terrible place with no joy, no peace, no love, only sorrow, sadness, and darkness. But the good news is that God loves us so much that He wants to save us from sin and the horrible consequences of sin, the horrible punishment of sin. And John 3:16 tells us that He did just that. He sent His Son Jesus to earth to bear the horrific punishment for our sins. And although Jesus is fully divine, when Jesus was on earth, He was fully human also, but without sin, the Bible says. So, in order to teach people the love of God and show people the love of God, when Jesus was on earth, He did many miracles and He healed some people of sickness and disease. He even healed many people who were sick, so sick that everyone was afraid to be around them or to touch them. They were called lepers. They had a nasty skin disease called leprosy. But Jesus healed them. And because Jesus loved everyone, He was not afraid of anyone. He even cast demons out of people who were possessed with evil spirits. And like many of us, He had some haters. There was a group of people that hated Him for no reason at all. This hateful group of people did not like it when Jesus helped the people that they did not like. And this hateful group of people did not like it when Jesus talked to the people that they didn't like. Of course, this didn't stop Jesus from showing His love for all people. All means all. And the Bible says that God wants for all of us to be saved and none to perish. Anybody can be saved if they choose to put their trust in Jesus. And so when Jesus was on earth doing his ministry, teaching and preaching the word of God and performing miracles and wonders, there was a group of men that was jealous of him, and they did not believe he was the Son of God. So they brought some trumped up charges against him and had him arrested like a criminal, even though he had done nothing wrong. Because remember, the attributes of God are perfect and holy. He's never made any mistakes, and he has never done anything wrong. And so the night of his arrest, he was abused and mistreated. They spat on him. They beat him. They whipped him many times. But he did not retaliate. He did not hate on them, but he prayed for them. Even after they plotted to kill him, the Bible says that Jesus bore our sins, not his sins. Jesus bore our sins on the cross. And this means that he took the punishment for our sins, all because he loved us. Now, he was actually being punished, being abused and mistreated and whipped. All of this was for our sins, including the sin, the original sin of Adam and Eve. So in essence, he took on all the sins of humanity. That includes your sins and mine. So the wicked men had Jesus nailed to the cross. The Bible says he suffered and bled on the cross for 6 hours. It was the middle of the day and the sky became black. And there was darkness in the middle of the day. It looked like night. And there was a violent earthquake. The perfect Son of God died on the cross. Some people came and took his dead body off the cross and wrapped it in cloth and placed him in a tomb. The wicked men sealed off Jesus's tomb with a huge stone that was placed in front of the tomb at the doorway into the tomb, and Roman guards were placed outside of the tomb. And this was all because the people that were glad he was dead wanted to make sure he stayed dead, and that no one would try to come. His friends would not, Jesus's friends would not come and try to steal his body from the grave. But little did these men, these wicked men know, little did they know that Jesus had the power to prevent all of this. He had the power to prevent them from nailing him on the cross. He had the power to prevent them from committing violent acts against him. He had the power to stop all of that, to prevent his death. He had the power to do that. The Bible says he could have called legions of angels, thousands of angels, to come to his rescue. But he chose to suffer and die and take the punishment for your sins and my sins, all because he loves us that much. He loved us then and he loves us now. Some of you might be willing to die for a friend or a loved one, but none of us would die for the whole world. And we especially wouldn't die for those that hate us. But Jesus did, and that's powerful in and of itself. Check out Romans 5:8. So Jesus's enemies were happy about his death and his friends were sad. His friends had seen his miracles and his powers when he was alive, and they couldn't understand why he didn't use his power to stop his death. But later, they would understand the master's plan. 3 days later, or on the third day, Jesus' friends went to visit his tomb. When they arrived there, there was an angel at the tomb. And the angel informed them that Jesus was not there. He is alive. Yes, he has risen. His friends were so excited that they ran back to tell other friends about the resurrection. And some of them couldn't believe that Jesus was alive again because they had seen him nailed to the cross. They saw him suffer and die on the cross, and it just seemed impossible. But all things are possible with God. And so the Bible tells us that over 500 people saw Jesus in person after his resurrection. Jesus walked, talked, and he also ate with them. And he stayed on earth for about 40 more days after his resurrection. And then the people watched him ascend from earth into heaven. They watched him ascend into the sky and back to heaven, where he is ruling and reigning as king of the universe. And right now, Jesus could be your Lord and your Savior from sin and grant you eternal life if you choose to put your trust in him. It's your choice. I have just shared with you a brief account of Jesus and what he did for you to show his love for you. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9, that if you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and you confess with your tongue that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. And when you leave this earth, you can spend eternity with Jesus in heaven forever and ever. So if you would like to put your trust in him for the very first time, simply say, Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe God raised you from the dead. I choose you as Lord over my life and as my personal Savior from sin. Please come into my heart and change me so that I may live for you now and throughout eternity. Amen. To learn more about your new faith in Christ, check out the resources in my show notes. Peace and love to you, my friends. Talk to you soon.